Good morning, afternoon, or evening. Let's get started with today's daily facts.
Chocolate, particularly dark chocolate, contains caffeine. On average, an ounce of chocolate has approximately 20 milligrams of caffeine. This is less than a typical cup of coffee, which contains about 95 milligrams. The amount can vary depending on the type and quality of the chocolate. Darker and higher quality chocolates usually contain more caffeine. Caffeine in moderate amounts can stimulate the nervous system and enhance brain function, but excessive consumption may lead to side effects like insomnia or restlessness.
The living room is the most popular place to burn candles in a house due to its communal nature. It's where families gather for relaxation, entertainment, and socializing. Candles contribute to creating a warm and inviting atmosphere here. They can also serve as decorative elements that enhance the aesthetic appeal of this space. Moreover, scented candles are often used in living rooms to keep them smelling fresh and pleasant, masking any odors from pets or cooking while providing aromatherapy benefits too.
The wheelbarrow, a simple yet revolutionary invention, was first developed by the Chinese around 100 AD during the Han Dynasty. This early version was known as a wooden ox. The design featured a central load-bearing wheel and handles for pushing. It greatly improved transportation of goods and materials, especially in agriculture and construction. Its invention significantly boosted productivity and efficiency in various sectors. Over centuries, this basic technology has evolved, but its fundamental concept remains unchanged.
Cheerleading originated in the U.S. around the late 19th century, primarily as an all-male activity. The first cheerleaders were men because it was considered too masculine and physically demanding for women at that time. It began at Princeton University in 1884 with a pep club to encourage school spirit during football games. Women didn't join until World War II, when many men left for military service, leading to a shift towards predominantly female cheer squads today.
The Fair Labor Standards Act of 1938 established the first federal minimum wage in the United States at 25 cents per hour, equivalent to about $4.54 today when adjusted for inflation. This legislation aimed to maintain a minimum standard of living necessary for health, efficiency, and general well-being among workers engaged in interstate commerce or production of goods for commerce. The law also introduced maximum working hours and overtime pay rules, significantly impacting labor conditions across various industries.
France, particularly the city of Grasse in the French Riviera, is globally recognized as the perfume capital. This reputation dates back to the 16th century, when Grasse began producing leather gloves scented with local flowers to mask their unpleasant smell. Over time, this evolved into a thriving perfume industry. Today, it's home to world-renowned perfumeries and hosts an annual international perfume festival. Many famous fragrance houses like Chanel source their essences from Grasse due to its unique microclimate ideal for flower farming.
General William Booth, born in 1829, founded the Salvation Army in 1865. Originally named the Christian Mission, it was rebranded as the Salvation Army in 1878. Booth's vision was to bring salvation to the poor, destitute, and hungry by meeting their physical needs and nurturing their spiritual well-being. The organization operates like a military with its own flag and uniforms. Today, it provides services such as disaster relief and humanitarian aid globally while maintaining its religious roots.
The term vaccine originates from the Latin word vacca, meaning cow. This is due to Edward Jenner's pioneering work in 1796, where he discovered that milkmaids who contracted cowpox didn't catch smallpox. He tested his theory by injecting a boy with material taken from a cowpox sore. The boy developed mild symptoms but was immune to smallpox thereafter. Thus, this first successful vaccination using the cowpox virus laid the foundation for modern immunology and vaccines.
Thank you for joining us for today's Daily Facts. I'm Amalia Dupre.
And I'm Montgomery Jones. Thanks for tuning in. See you again tomorrow.
If you liked this episode, then check out our other podcast, the Daily Life Pro Tips Podcast. Improve your life with practical tips in less than 10 minutes a day. Search for Daily Life Pro Tips in your podcast app or check the show notes page for links. This podcast is produced by Classic Studios. Please see the show notes page for fact credits. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider sharing it with your friends.